we got cell phone signs.
Terry Strucker is absent. Randy Klein.
You.
Jerry McLaughlin.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Chuck Savage.
Here.
We have Quorum.
We have Quorum. Alright, let's see, let's do the pledge, and Mr. Klein, will you do the blessing for that, please?
One or the other in order.
Our heads from invitation, Lord, we thank you for this day and this facility, and just pray for wisdom. God bless the United States of America. In name we pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, living in justice for all.
Consideration of minutes. Any changes, additions, deletions? Okay. You got a movement? Mr. Klein, I beat you to it, and,
No, you said he wasn't.
Oh, you are, I thought you moved it anyway.
No, I said something else.
Jerry McLaughlin, okay, we got a motion and a second, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No vote against it? Okay, well, I just.
I'm not voting.
Okay. Unfinished business, terminal parking lot.
Yeah, I wanted to give you an update on the terminal parking lot. We had, it does look good, it looks good. It looks good at night, too, the LED lights that are burning out there, it's a nice light, I guess is the best way to put it, I looked at it. It's not a yellow light, and it's not a blinding white light, it's just, it's a very pleasant aura. I spoke to the subcontractor, Stokes Electric, and he said the power draw on that is barely anything. It's amazing, the technology, the LED lights out there, so. The south half has been paved, the curb is in, the gutter's in, it drains really well. We had some rain the other day, we didn't have any bird baths on that side, so I'm really pleased with the way it turned out. The aggregate's really tight, we had our project, I guess, I want to say project planning meeting, but it's the progress meeting, progress meeting was yesterday with the contractor and the engineer, and it's going well. We're still looking for a June 1st substantial completion timeframe. That's within the contract parameters. Should be able to open up the south parking lot here shortly, with the engineer's approval, of course, and be able to start parking some vehicles in there and get them out of the Ocala Breeder Sales area. So we're looking good with that. Any questions on the parking lot? Moving on to the terminal building. So if you recall the previous meeting, I explained there was a discrepancy between what the master plan was calling for as far as the space allocation on the terminal and what the reality was, what we needed. We've issued the task work order for Michael Baker to start that review process on that white paper, so to speak, to try and revisit the terminal operations counts and the use of the terminal. And verify the numbers, or at least make sure that we're looking at a 20,000 square foot terminal building with the restaurant use, the car rental use, airport administration, and FBO, plus all the additional aviation offices that could be upstairs. So that's underway. It pushes the 30%, or it pushes the pre-design of the project back a couple months. But we're still looking for construction summer of 2018. I still think that's viable. Any other questions on the terminal?
When did you say it was going to start the construction?
Well, the construction will be probably late 2017, early spring 2018, through the summer of 2018.
Gosh, that's a long time from now.
Well, you figure the pre-design process will take about 6 months with the six or seven public meetings, and then another 6 months on the 30% design, kick it out for a design build, put that out on the street, go through the selection process, hire them, and then they actually have to do the actual design build, and then construction on top of that.
How long will the construction take?
That depends on what we design.
About a year?
I hope it's not that long. I don't want to commit to a timeframe this is so far early. But I don't want to be overly optimistic at the same time, you know? I think summer 2018 is...
It seems to me like maybe Michael Baker, somebody kind of got it. The time frame is correct. Granted, we have update the master plan.
Yeah.
The design build should be able to be given today, a contract to do a design build. You should have that thing up and running inside of, well, around a year. To take 6 months to do 30% drawings is obscene. I would defer to Chuck, but...
It just seems outrageous to me. I realize you have to have these public meetings, but that's only 6 months of it, right?
About that, right.
Yeah, we could have design development drawings and everything else within 6 months. Yeah. And then the way that it seems that y'all are trying to do the design build is totally incorrect. You can elaborate, please.
Please.
You do a design build by you hire a design builder who works hand in hand with the architect that has been selected. He works from the very beginning. He advises the architect of the different means and methods, looks at different material opportunities with the architect. They work hand in hand, almost as if they were within the same office. Mm-hmm. That way, when you get to the end of the process, you don't have a building that's over budget because the architect is drawing things and the contractor sitting there, or the design build contractor sitting there saying, this is too costly, this is a better method of doing so. So at the end of the process, he's ready to start construction like almost immediately because the plans have been submitted to the city for approval, etc. But to call this a design build contract the way you're doing it is totally incorrect.
Well, you bring up some extremely valid points, and I guess I would take the opportunity to revisit how we got to where we are. The original intent when we went through the consultant selection process was to hire a engineering architect designer to do the whole shebang, the whole terminal project. The problem was the state wouldn't allow us to do that because the design costs were more than what the CCNA consultant criteria would allow, and the project cost was more than $2 million. It necessitated us to go out to bid for it. We went through the selection process to pick Michael Baker based on their expertise on the terminal project. And at the time, rather than go back out to bid for another engineer to sole source the project, we elected to move forward with Michael Baker in the pre-design, in the design charrette process, and have them solidify a 30% design with tight specs on the design build criteria, and then kick that out as a design build. We're not far enough along to where we can't go back and revisit that if the board so desires, and we could go right now. We could go out and bid for a terminal, and still make that summer 2018.
One of the big advantages of the design build is to speed up the process, mm-hmm. and also to keep within a budget. But you have to have to pick a contractor in order to do that before you know what you're going to build. Right. So you said the contractor and the architect worked hand in hand.
For example, I could go to Michael Baker right now and say, hey, let's put together a design and build proposal for the city.
somebody else could go to Michael Baker, it's not typically the way it's done, but they could go and say, let's put one together for the city. Typical way would be, I would go to Michael Baker, Howie Roebucker Construction would go to, you know, one of our other people, and everybody would put a package together and say, this is what we can do for the city and for this much money.
That cost on that, yes.
Huh?
That's the cost. This is the project, this is how much it'll cost you. Go to Charlie, do the same thing.
So in order to keep it within $4 million, you would just say, this is our budget, give us the best you got for $4 million.
Have two or three of them and evaluate the one you like the best.
Because that's our cap, right? We haven't got any more money.
Right, our budget is $4 million. If we get any more, it's gravy on top.
Design, build, everything, it's out the door.
We're getting a little extra for the design. It'll be pretty much $4 million for the construction, but that would also include the removal of the old terminal.
I mean, you as a contractor, would that attract you and just spend, because you gotta spend some money to come up with a concept?
We do it all the time.
Cost doing business.
Yeah.
But could you do it the other way, rather than giving a dollar figure? Because if you tell them you got $5 million, they'll spend $5 million. Well, if you tell them, hey, we want a terminal building this many square feet of traffic, this many for admin, this many whatever, and let them design off of that, and don't tell them how much money you really got.
They know. I mean, it's all public knowledge.
Well, but they might not spend a whole lot of time looking it up if you tell them how much you're going to spend.
So I guess the board's got a way what direction they want to go. I didn't realize we're going to have this conversation today, but you know, we select a consultant based on their credentials and their ability to design a general aviation terminal. I'm sorry?
What have they done so far? What have we spent?
Well, we were gearing up to do the pre-design when we ran into the issue.
So nothing's been done yet?
No, nothing's been done.
Okay, so we could...
That's what I'm saying. The board could actually change directions right now if you so desired. But so originally it was 30%. With Michael Baker to shore up, to make sure we're getting what we want, essentially, to go through that pre-design process and essentially the floor plan. And then beyond that is what the design build is.
30%.
Yeah. Basically, essentially the floor plan.
I mean,
utilities.
Take very little bit in the way of drawings to come up with a floor plan and four elevations of building and wall section, which is a very preliminary, but it gives everybody a little bit more picture than just saying 30%. And I would actually say it's probably more like 15%. But
the whole thing is, you're talking about more than 2 years before the building is finished. It seems like it could be done about half that time to me.
What would the people need to know in order to do what you're suggesting? They'd have to know how many square feet,
how much you want to allocate for each of the different things, whether it be administrative, lobbies, pilot lounges, etc. Which is what, I mean, sure, Michael Baker's group knows those things.
Yeah, sure.
They knew that already.
And they'd be free to work with a builder that they want to, maybe Shelter, I don't know. Who would partner with them? Who's the likely partner with Michael Baker? Or he would find
them. Everybody is, I mean, the behind-the-scenes stuff, everybody's trying to build their teams anticipating this. We've had consultants and engineers walking through the airport, asking for information, all sorts of team players between architects and engineers and general contractors, local, out-of-state, in-state, you name it.
This is kind of a hybrid of a design build, because typically...
It is.
I was, of course, in favor of Michael Baker up the hell of a lot. You know, I would go to a Michael Baker and say, hey, let's put together a joint proposal to the city of Ocala to do a design bill for the new facility, and it's $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that, and and the city would select one of many proposals.
So you get multiple looks of the building?
You don't get a whole set of drawings, you might, you're lucky if you get just the elevation.
You know, front elevation and footprint.
I just think, I'm with Chuck, I mean, this whole process should not take, so on this meetings in there, 18 months tops.
That's what I think.
Do you have a recommendation for staff?
We want Terry's input next month, and then we have another month, or what was gonna be done between now and next meeting?
We've got time.
Well, do we have to wait till next month? Could we set up the, what's the timeline to have another meeting for publication? If we want to have a special meeting when Terry gets back next week?
No.
Right now, we're reviewing the terminal operation forecast and revisiting the space allocation for the terminal and fixing what was broken in the master plan. 2 months to do that.
We can do it next meeting.
Okay.
I would think we need somebody from Michael Baker.
Yes, I was gonna say that.
Absolutely, you're gonna want their architect on board at the meeting.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Kim White, Assistant City Manager, it might be beneficial for this board if Matt goes back, lays out all the options, pros and cons of each, Michael Baker here to explain that, and kind of open up the box and see if we want to switch gears, and again, pros and cons of that. Because these are excellent questions, and obviously we've got a lot of experience here, but we weren't really prepared to go into depth in those options, and I wouldn't want to see you try to make a decision.
No, that's why we're next.
Yeah. So, but can you put that together?
Absolutely.
And all options, because I'm sitting here thinking, do you have to do design build?
No, the thing that comes to my mind is accept design, basically construction management for the in general conditions, based on what the design that Michael Baker comes up with. I mean, they essentially have been hired based on the meetings we had and the interview process and all of that to design a building for the airport. And, you can get a traditional design bid build, or you could do design and then let that out and let people make proposals as a construction manager. But of course, the design build method is going to be the fastest way, but I just don't think it should take 2 years.
And I'm hearing that speed is a primary consideration for this board, getting this thing.
Speed also affects cost, though.
Right.
I mean, I have seen a tremendous increase from a year ago to today in construction budgets.
We have to.
There are not enough subcontractors around right now.
The other aspect of this that I'm unfamiliar with, because I haven't done a lot of DOT work, is this whole 30% thing. DOT will not allow you to have the contract, the engineer go through the whole thing. I can't tell you the number of projects I've taken from start to finish as a consultant. Loved it because I was there in the beginning of it, from concept all the way to certification. They won't let us do that.
Unless we go back out to bid.
Yes.
And competitively bid it.
That's why I think we ought to ask the question, if we're going to evaluate options, evaluate all options.
Mm-hmm.
And then let the board say, yeah.
We have the time. We have the window to do it.
We're on the right track as well.
Okay.
So we'll come back
and bring that back.
Matt, explain the 30% again.
DOT will allow us to use a CCNA consultant to design a project up to 30%, and then it's got to get kicked out back onto the street.
Again, how do you define 30%?
30%. They have their criteria, and I can't espouse it right now, but I will next month.
Well, schematics and design development drawings would certainly represent 30%, wouldn't it, Jeff?
Yes, normally it would.
What is it? put this on the agenda for next month and...
It's the third one.
Bring it back.
And hire Michael Baker to tell us what we would get for 30%.
Right. I have the task work order for that, and I will forward it to the board before that meeting. I'll be able to send it, and you'll see exactly what we're getting for 30%.
I don't want to see us waste a lot of money that we have to pay Michael Baker for doing redundant things. And we haven't done 30% drawing.
It's a valid point.
And then we come back, and no, we want to do it this way. And then he can bill us for another fee for...
Modifications. All right. Moving on.
Can we look at this schedule right here? Talking about construction projects. Now would be a good time to bring that up. So we, on the first line, that's the General Aviation Terminal parking lot. We discussed that. We're looking at a June 1st completion. The Taxiway Alpha reconstruction, that is reconstructing Alpha from Alpha 1 on the north end all the way down to Alpha 11 on the south end. That is currently published as an RFP. I'm sorry, it's an invitation to negotiate, ITN. It's on the street right now. We're looking for a engineer to design that. We are looking at construction in the summer of 2018. And so design summer of 2016, construction summer of 2018, those time frames are tied to the expected FAA grants that we'll be getting for them. Wildlife fence improvements. One of the recommendations that came out of the annual FAA inspection of the airport was that the airport consider improvements to its wildlife fence. We get a lot of breaches under the fence, coyotes, things like that. And now it's an 8-foot-tall standard security fence. Doesn't go below the ground whatsoever. It's topped with 3 rows of barbed wire, standard at the time. The wildlife fence actually would be a 10-foot-tall fence with 3 rows of barbed wire with 4 feet buried underground at a 45-degree angle that slopes away from the secure area that's inside the fence. That is to prevent gopher tortoises and coyotes from digging and undermining the fence. And the 10-foot tall would help prevent the coyotes from climbing over the fence, which I'm told one of my staff witnessed, literally a coyote jump and climb over the fence.
It's just put electric in.
Yeah, it's tough to maintain and keep it that way. So we have been in contact with the FAA on the possibility of a grant this year, if there's money available. It's not programmed in the system, but usually as they get closer to the end of the grant cycle, they know who's getting what and what bids are coming in and if there's any money left over. And honestly, even if there's $100,000 remaining at the end of their budget year and they get millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, we can use it here. And we've been in contact with them. We're going to push that, and maybe we can get something the fall of this year, but it's definitely programmed for the fall of next year to do that fence. So I wanted to alert the board as to that. We are
our perimeter?
Yes. It would be. We have the ability to phase it in. We would pick the areas that are more susceptible to the wildlife traffic than others.
Yeah, it seems to me like if they can climb 8 feet, they can go 10. I see the need for the 4 foot buried part, because I've got a friend who has a deer fence that's been having problems with him climbing it. He has problems with him digging under.
But, well, the 10 foot is the current FAA spec, and if the FAA is not going to, if we're not going to build it to their spec, they're not going to give us the money. I mean, it's
their rules that you don't play.
Yeah, at this point. And at a 90% grant, 5% match and a 5% matching grant from FDOT. It's money that, the leverage is fantastic. So below the wildlife fence on this chart, we've got the ARF truck. That is also scheduled for summer of 2017, grant. That's also programmed with FAA. They know it's there. They see it. We've talked about it. They know it's a high priority. This is a pretty significant cost, which is why it's out in 2017. They need to program for it, but they're extremely happy to provide us with that grant, a new ARF truck.
It's going to stay here, is it going to stay down?
It would, well, we haven't had that conversation with the fire department yet, but if the FAA is going to give us $1 million grant for an ARF truck, we would have to find a place for it on the airport. And we can...
Well, you know, the crash I witnessed, I was baffled by the fact that the ARF truck came from 2-3 miles away, so...
But with our current situation, that's...
Understood. But I mean, I'm saying, if we're going to get a new one, we should have money to build up.
But it goes beyond that, is staffing it. Where do we keep, we may keep it here, but if it's not staffed here, and then you get into issues with the fire department, do then I hire an employee, a dedicated full-time firefighter, and that adds another full-time employee to the airport role. So that's a bigger discussion. So at any rate, we need an ARF truck. It's coming next year. So that's good.
Maybe the fire department moves out here instead of down there.
Again, that's another big discussion that we can have later. But it's definitely something that should be discussed. I mean, it's on the plans for an ARF station on the airport. When that happens, remains to be seen. And then finally, the GA terminal, we discussed that. So, moving on to new business.
Any questions? Go ahead.
We completed the phone interviews for the airport operations facility manager position. Again, there were 80 applicants. It was advertised for a week and a day. We received 80, cut it down to 40, began the phone interviews at 40, and just kept cutting back. What we finished today was 25. We're going to review those applicants and those interviews and keep cutting back from there. We should probably be scheduling personal interviews by the end of next week. Great talent out there. There are some amazing airport professionals that are interested in the Ocala airport, and that's exciting.
Where are they coming from? How far away?
Oh boy. Give me a second. Las Vegas. Two from Las Vegas. A couple from the Boston area. Philly. New Jersey. Atlanta. Three from Florida. Not local. New Orleans. Colorado. Thank you. New Mexico. A couple from Texas. Minnesota. Michigan. Ken, he departed the airport, and I'm not sure where he went. He didn't have anything lined up.
It was his resignation. I wouldn't hear less.
He did submit his resignation. Yes.
What's the job description of it? What is it?
The airport operations and facilities manager. It oversees the day-to-day operations of the airport, ensures that the various plans, the wildlife plan, the airport certification manual, the airport emergency plan, the pavement maintenance plan, and make sure that those are all up to date and that the airport is compliant with the specific regulatory agencies that oversee the creation of those plans. So, so you've got that aspect. It ensures that the staff is trained. It ensures that the ARF teams are trained on the specifics of the airport, coordinates all that aspect, oversees the security enhancements in the airport, the gate cards, the video cameras. I mentioned the badges, the gate cards, the badges. But it also, the position is responsible for the facility side, ensuring that the grass is cut, the safety areas meet Part 139 specifications, that the daily inspections are kept up and responded to appropriately. The HVAC systems, making sure that the T-hangers are cut and weed-eated, or that the tenants, if they have issues inside, that those are taken care of. And also, who's responsible for the airfield electrical system, all the runway and taxiway lights and things like that. It's a big deal. The position starts out at $55,000 a year.
We tend to hire at this point based on qualifications.
Yes.
Anything else?
That's it on that. We jumped ahead and discussed the wildlife fence.
Is it fueled enough? You might know the fuel price here, $10,000.
I do not. No, I don't have a fuel price update to provide for, but I can get it to you next month.
On the 13th, I bought gas in Thomasville, Georgia for $3.35 a gallon.
Huh? Self serve or full service?
Full service.
That's great. That's good.
What has it been here?
It's pretty close to that on the self serve side. So.
Almost can afford it.
Did the fuel didn't print up?
I got two a lot.
Gentlemen, I apologize, the fuel price, not the fuel price, the fuel quantity report did not print up. I apologize for that. Last month was a fantastic month, I can report. Positive growth, one of the best that we've had since before the recession. We're about 20% over where we were this time last year. When I get back to the office, I'll forward you the fuel report as well as that task work order on the Michael Baker 30%. So I've got a couple of homework items for you. On the operations side, total operations for March 2016 includes all the overflights, 5,478. That's a little down compared to where we were for totals on 2015. The itinerant traffic was up pretty significantly. We had a lot of wind last month in March. But the fuel prices are doing well. The horse transport has been in and out quite a bit, and they've been taking a lot of fuel. They've negotiated a good price with Shell Air, and not this last time. This last time they took about 1,600 gallons, but the time before that, or the second time, I can't recall, they've been in and out so many times, they took on 5,000 gallons. We hardly ever used to see that from Kalita. So. But things are trending up. I'm real happy with that. I know the tower manager's in the audience, not to put him on the spot, but to put him on the spot, do you have anything to add?
This month we're up about 7% from last year as of right now. 2.5 days ago, so we'll probably be in that 15% range.
Wonderful.
I think. Last April was only about 5,000 operations. I don't really remember why. So we'll be about 57, I'm guessing, something like that. And last May was quite high, which was 5,700 operations. So it'll be interesting to see what this May brings with it. But we'll be up about 15% business this
April. I don't see the flight school in the audience, but I know they did their annual Ecuador trip a few weeks ago. I went down there and talked to additional students. So they're, I guess their students are more on the northern side of Ecuador. They were unaffected by the giant earthquake down there, so that's fantastic news for them and their families. So, but the flight school's doing great.
Well, the maintenance shop.
They're full. You know, I think Ron was here at the last meeting or the time before. They hired some additional full-time mechanics that were not on their original list when they were going through the approval process, so that's evident of the business that they've got down there.
No complaints we've heard of?
None that have come through here, my office.
Super. Any questions?
That concludes my report.
Round the board?
Any persons wishing to appear?
Mr. Chairman, if I
Yeah.
just could introduce myself. My name is Joe Sawmiller, and I'm with Michael Baker. I'm in my second week, which is why I didn't really chime in on some of that discussion, because I'm just being fed through a fire hose right now. But I just want to let you know that you'll be seeing a lot more of me up here. I'm part of that team helping out Mark Kistler and Chip Hayward and company. And I certainly look forward to serving you. If I could be of any assistance in helping Mr. Grow here with that task to justify which way is best for that, what you hit on was absolutely spot on. Mm-hmm. In Florida, we're seeing a lot of different types of design build. You know, if it's every time you see it, you got to really dissect it, because it could be something different than what you think is traditional design build. So, in fairness to that, you know, it's probably is a good idea to take a step back given the time. I don't know what was negotiated as far as schedule and that. So, of course, you know, I didn't want to say something that would incriminate me later. But I just wanted to introduce myself to you all and say that I look forward to working with you. So,
appreciate you coming up.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anybody else? That's it?
Okay.
Have a motion? Got a motion to adjourn from Mr. McLaughlin? And a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Oh, you don't vote. You don't count.
No.
You want to hang around while this entertains you?
Well, that renovation should be too difficult since it was a bank.
It's actually going to be much more than you think.
Okay.
Which bank you renovated? You taking the money out of it or what?